is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm live now. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday. It's Friday the 13th and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about 13 different things. Now, mind you, talking about 13 different subjects in 1 hour is ambitious. I can try my best. I'm going to try run through some topics and see how good I am, but it ain't going to happen. But I must stay positive. I sent you something just now, Kermit. Did you get it? No? Oh, right now they have me blocked inside you. Let me turn off my... you did get it. Okay, good. That'll be my first clip if you get it. I was going to talk about a range of things today, right? But I was stopped today and said, Cecil, you got to talk about Junkanoo. And I said, there's nothing in Junkanoo I want to talk about at this present time. Right? So I'm going to ask Aaron some questions. I'm going to ask Aaron some questions and see how quickly he can get through these questions. But as soon as you get that clip, Kermit, play that clip. Just wave your hand and say, Nuria, get the clip to play, and we'll play that clip. This is a clip with Silbert Ferguson. I'm not sure if you know who Silbert Ferguson is. Do you know who Silbert Ferguson is?
That's my good spot auntie, Arlene Nash Ferguson's husband.
Yeah, he's good people.
Yeah.
The royalty, Bohemian royalty, plus he's also Junkanoo royalty. He was also the former
chairman
of the JCNP.
Right, and he's a member of
the One Family group. Yes.
Yeah.
The One Family group has made a declaration that they support the JCNP, by the way, in their decisions and say it's procedures and protocol. The new chairman of the One Family Junkanoo, I'm still trying to get that clip so we can play him. But this clip is Silbert Ferguson, and I want to analyze that. Short. It's a short clip. Daniel better all? Oh man, I know I should have prepared earlier, but let me tell you the gist of it. So again, I said the wrong one. I'll look as we continue, right? In the gist of it, Mr. Ferguson said that the minister was inappropriate in regards to his decision, right? And I was trying to get the right quote in there, and I might have to scan my phone.
Well, let me read from today's Nassau Guardian article, former JCNP president hits out at Way Forward seed funding.
Yes, let's see if I can get a quote from it.
Former president of the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence, Silbert Ferguson, yesterday criticized the government's decision to give seed funding to the Way Forward Valley Boys, saying it sets a terrible precedent. Ferguson told the media that Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg was, quote, out of order, close quote.
That's what I wanted. I want the listening audience to hear him say out of order. I'm not sure it's appropriate for a Junkanoo person who depends on government money to say that the minister's out of order. And that's the conversation I wanted to have.
Is that in the same way it may not be appropriate for a minister to, in the face of conflict around an audited report tabled by the Auditor General's office, to table an unaudited report?
Yes.
Is it similar?
It is similar.
Okay.
It is similar, definitely. It is similar. I'm finished reading the article because look at my clips ain't working today.
All right, no problem. We continue from the article. Former JCNP president hits out at Way Forward seed funding in today's Nassau Guardian. Silbert Ferguson yesterday criticized the government's decision to give seed funding to the Way Forward Valley Boys, saying it sets a terrible precedent. Ferguson told the media that Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg was, quote, out of order, close quotes, for his stance on the controversy involving the split new group and how the traditional government funding for upcoming parades ought to be provided. After long-standing tension within the Valley Boys, the group split into two this year, the Way Forward Valley Boys and the world-famous Valley Boys. I remember you, was it you that made a point yesterday, or someone in the media yesterday made a point about the language being used around this affair?
They're re-narrating the conversation.
Right.
But go ahead. Because there's no split. It's a battle for management. Because it's not two groups. It's still one Valley Boy.
Right. And it's a question of who is the legitimate, at this point, leader of...
And this is some of the things I'm going to ask you. So finish reading that, and I'm going to ask you some things.
After long-standing tension within the Valley Boys, the group split into two this year, the Way Forward Valley Boys and the world-famous Valley Boys. The split came amid friction over the running of the group, including concerns about accountability and transparency and the group's future leadership. Both factions claim to be the true representation of the original group. This week, the JCNP announced that, despite the government's decision to award both factions seed funding, only the world-famous Valley Boys, led by Brian Adley, will compete in the A group.
Full stop there. Mm-hmm. Recently, the Minister Mario Boleg had a meeting with the JCNP. Mm-hmm. It's clearly that he did not have a conversation with the JCNP because they came out with two different conclusions.
That's not...
Go ahead. He didn't know that they was going to say they will not acknowledge...
That doesn't mean that they didn't have a conversation. Doesn't mean that at all.
Okay.
I mean,
he was taken aback.
What is... He could have been taken aback. What's also possible is that they had a conversation, and at the end of the conversation, one of the parties made a public statement that absolutely contradicted what was uttered in the private meeting space.
Always had this stance.
And
that they're still propelling this stance. Only other person who can change back
this
and forth.
Is this the only place that you've seen an example of what I'm going to describe?
Where with the JCNP?
Where people look you straight in your face and say one thing and then they turn around and do another thing?
I see with politicians, but not with the JCNP.
Is not the JCNP a part of the government system?
And that's what
even if
debate.
It's quasi? Even if it's quasi?
The JCNP suggesting that they're completely independent of the government. That's what they suggested. And this is why I am concerned about the meeting. If it is a part of the government, the minister the minister should have made his position clear. This is our objective. This is what we're trying to get toward. We're trying to embrace both groups, one group, fuse one group, and we need your assistance on getting there. How do we get there? Clearly, that did not happen. Because so it happened.
That's what you expected from the minister? Because what I would have expected from the minister is for him not to come in there with a personal entreat, not with a personal emotional request to evoke some sort of participation or collaboration.
But that's what he can do.
I would have gone in there with all of the legal advice given to me by the AG's office after reviewing all of the structures... regulations, the legislation involved, and to put a policy paper on the table, a position on the table.
I haven't reached it yet. And this is why I said there was no meeting with them, because what you're saying should have been a part of the conversation, right? Clearly, that didn't happen because he did not have any meeting with the JCNP. He was inside there, and clearly no conversations there.
I need to stick a pin there because that's what you perceive may have happened. What also could have happened is that one group said whatever they felt was necessary to achieve their goal and then came out with their true position after the fact.
One thing, one of my Anglo cousins from Abaco, remind me, a low lady, said the Bahamas is a place of laws. We need to follow the laws. She reminded me that today on social media. And I smiled and I said, culture dictates to law. Right, some things we ignore despite it being the law because of our culture, right? If Junkanoo is supposed to finish at 12 o'clock, we let it run till 1 o'clock because Bohemians love Junkanoo. We understand. If church is supposed to be quiet at 12 o'clock, we let it run on because of our culture.
That's what you think. That's your reading of it. I would put another position on the table.
What would the position be?
which is not that Junkanoo is supposed to end at 12, but we let it run to 1 because we love it. It runs to 1 because we don't understand how to control the things in our hands.
That's called,
we don't understand.
We understand. How, the police could do it.
No.
We just don't want to control it because it's part of our culture.
No, we don't understand how things work. I'd argue to you that the police couldn't do it. It doesn't run over 1 o'clock, over midnight or 12 because we wanted to. It does that because we don't know how to not do that. We don't know. And that's our culture.
Hmm. That's still our culture. So we're back to culture. But let's continue the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Right? And one question. On the 25th of September, the 25th of September, the Valley, the group Valley Boys, right, known as the world famous Valley Boys, according to the Registrar General, will have to change the name. That's on the 25th of September. That's soon days come. That's only a couple of days. On the 25th, if that date is correct, and if this information is correct. Right? If on the 25th of September they have to change their name, what does that mean for the world famous Valley Boys? What will their new name be, and will they be registered under the JCNP? I reached out to the JCNP and asked them to
come.
How many
years? Could you top me?
I reached
out for 2 years.
But they like me. They might not like you. They know, I understand.
Responded to you?
They responded. They let me know.
They don't like you neither.
Did they respond to you? They responded to you.
They responded to me.
But did you know too?
No, I can't tell you what they said.
Okay, don't say it. They said they wait until the fiasco with the Valley Boys finish. And I said, no, I want to understand what the JCNP is. What is their mandate? What rules they follow? How do the Ministry of Culture impact the JCNP?
Hold on, pause just for a second. They don't have a book. It's like, I could appreciate, Mr. Newry, it would take so much time for us to organize all the elements of the committee for a meeting with you, right?
I just need to send one.
But they don't have a piece of paper. Like, they don't have a booklet. They don't have, like, a pamphlet. They don't have a website. They don't have an electronic document that outlines their bylaws,
I just need
their rules,
the chairman,
what they supposed
deputy
to
chairman,
do.
A secretary.
Because all it has a click. You just need to hit a button and it'll send it straight to you. They don't have that?
I don't know.
At the JCNP?
My point is, they're waiting for the debacle with the Valley Boys to over. But my point and initial question is, what happens on the 25th when they are supposed to change the name? Is it still that the Valley Boys is still registered to Rush? Or it's not about the Valley Boys group. It's about the name. Because remember, the chairman now, Darren, I forget Darren Aslim, tends to say Brian Adley's Valley Boy. Mm-hmm. So it's not the Valley Boys registered, it's Brian Adley,
so watch
the
this.
Person.
I imagined that on the 25th of September, right? The day where the registrar's instructions indicate that they can no longer call themselves that name, right? I imagine that on the 25th, if anybody from the JCNP refers to the Brian Adley's world famous Valley Boys, that the next words out of their mouth will be, and I humbly resign from this position because I refuse to acknowledge the direction of the Registrar General.
No, that ain't gonna happen. I understand what you...
I mean, it should.
It should.
I mean, I'm suggesting that you to do what you want,
yes.
Right? We'll take a stand and say, what we're going to do is we're going to resign from this quasi-governmental agency. And whether you acknowledge it as quasi-governmental or not, if there is state money being
spent. Because they don't have their own money. They don't have their own money. So it's my money being used. So when the minister, see, they're going back and forth. When the minister comes and seek an audience, I expect any quasi, like you're using quasi-governmental agency, which is financed by the government, to respond to my government representative. And not be insulting him, you know?
You mean in writing letters that say we'd like to thank the government, mainly the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture?
Shade.
And while you ignore the premise of the direction of the Registrar General's office?
See, and this, I'm going to get there. Don't rush the conversation.
Right, I mean, this may be the only Russian we get to do this year, Mr. Newry.
No, they can rush no matter what. Even if they can all run rush under F. They might, the whole junk room may run rush under fun group this year. But the first question I want to ask you is, what happens? when Brian Adley's Valley Boys has to change the name to whatever, and we could call them the World Famous. If they change the name to World Famous, are they the point of Valley Boys? Are they still on the register to rush? Or now, whoever was the Valley Boys, they're now the World Famous, and that means that's a seeing group. What is it? What is print on the form? What is print on the papers? It can't be World Famous because only the Valley Boys was registered. And if we have a group that is the Valley Boys coming on bay, is it that they replaced the former group that was the Valley Boys? See, someone has to explain that to us.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And this is why I'm saying the JCNP has a duty to come, because I reached out. Come explain that so I can understand before December what happened. Right? Mm-hmm. The next question I want to ask you, right? The next question I want to ask you was, besides trying to understand the rules of the JCNP, mm-hmm. right? Who judges the parade? Is it the JCNP who judges the parade? Or is it a separate entity that judges?
There's a process, right? Mm-hmm. Like to be selected as a judge, you have to go through training. I think the training may be offered by the JCNP, right? But the judges are supposed to operate like independent. But under the guidelines, the judging criteria provided by the JCNP.
So the JCNP can technically do not have the Valley Boys on the roster to be judged. They print out the paper.
I mean, as you could see, they will do whatever they want to do. Hmm. Here's my thing. If $30,000 has been allocated, right? If $30,000 has been allocated, not necessarily disbursed yet, right? But allocated to both sections of the Valley Boys, then what happens if one section is made to rush with fund groups only, where the amount of money allocated to them is supposed to be only $2,000, right? First of all, if the government allocates $30,000 for both groups, right, is the presumption that both groups will rush in the A group because $30,000 is JCNP after relegating one of these groups to an F group, will they return the $28,000 to the government?
The F group? I mean, the second Valley Boys, who they put in the F group?
Right. Whichever faction gets put in an F group, will the $28,000 remaining after the $2,000 of seed money, will that be returned to the government? What if both Valley groups are relegated to the F group? Well, that's 28 by 2, what's that, 56? Will the $56,000 be returned to the issuing agency?
And this is where we need to interrogate. I mind you, the verbiage that Silbert Ferguson used, especially publicly against my minister, I take a front with, right? You can't say it to the minister. I could say it, because I do critical analysis. When you're dealing with the government as an entity and need our government money, you can't be insulting the minister. You have to be more respectful. But I do critical analysis, so I could dismiss anyone. Now, my point is, did the minister erred by, instead of splitting the money and giving, and instead of splitting the money, the $30,000, and giving one person $15,000 and the next person $15,000, did he err by giving $230,000?
I think the minister erred long before that. I think that's a consequence of a fundamental error.
Yeah, explain what you mean.
Which is that the minister, I think, is caught up in the same culture that the JCNP is caught up in, which may be this misperception or incorrect interpretation of what it means to have authority vested in you. Having a thing that you've been given the right to make up the rules as you go along or interpret them as you wish. Even when we bring in this element of discretion and the discretion that a minister may have, even the scope of that discretion is bound by a higher precedent or bound by a larger body of rules and regulations. And I think the minister erred when he presumed, or it appears he's acting as if he thinks the authority is vested in him and he alone can determine the way forward. And by alone, I mean outside of the scope of whatever regulations, legislation exists relevant to these matters. In the same way that I think that the JCNP has erred and has misinterpreted what the scope of the authority that has been vested in them is. It is not the right to be the last word or do what you say. Your authority is vested in the instruments that gave you, or in the instruments that vested the authority in you, gave you the authority, right? And I think the minister should have made this as technical as possible. The aim should have been to set a precedent and a standard that would be codified after this matter is finished, right? So if we need to enhance the law, if we need to enhance the regulations and then put them in law, that should have been the result. That should have been the aim of this process. The minister erred when he went into this conversation to talk to his friends, his peers, maybe even his voters, maybe even his supporters.
Well, he assumed that it was his peers when he forgot his responsibility or his technical responsibility.
As the minister. And I think that's where the error sits.
Should the minister go into the meeting with a lawyer?
The minister have the whole Attorney General's
office.
That
was the question. I asked him, should he have gone in there
with a representative from? He should have gone in there with a representative from the AG's office. The AG's office should have been guiding this entire process.
And we know that he did not go there with a representative from the legal fraternity.
You mean he pulled a Trump? He gone to speak to Putin with no Russian, no interpreters?
Yeah, by himself. Why is it important that he, the minister, gone into that meeting with a legal person to explain the government's position?
It's not just to explain the government's position, because sometimes we mix up politics and
But that's why I said there's one government instead of...
Right, but people can say this is a PLP government and now we can see what's going on, right? Oh, yeah. A lawyer should have been there to explain the legal environment, to make sure people are aware of the scope of their authority and what is meant by what the provisions that they're using to make their decisions actually mean, right? Or at least to offer a solid interpretation, right? Like a scope of interpretation.
Mm. We know there's an entity called the Registrar General. Mm-hmm. We know it is an extension of the Attorney General office, right? We know that the Registrar General has made a ruling that one party owns the name, full stop. Mm-hmm. There might be some legal repercussions in terms of suing and saying, and go back to court and saying, I believe I own it. But at this present time, before any subsequent suits, whatever it is, one party owns the name. The JCNP is saying that only one Valley Boys group will rush under a group. From what we understand now, it cannot be the world famous because they no longer have the name. Could they have explained the legal repercussions of it to the JCNP? Because clearly they don't understand. I want to know, will the JCNP have the same energy of saying, no, this is the rules, when the ruling, legal ruling, come forward that this is what it has to be? Can the law dictate to a junket group? In short, can the laws of the Bahamas dictate to junkanoos?
Let's go to the phone line.
You won't answer that.
I mean, I won't go to the phone line.
Okay, and we have text also. Let's go to the phone line there and then just read the text.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Colin. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Yes, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Why is Nuri talking sense? Why is he talking sense this morning?
I don't think he's talking sense, sir. Why you ask me that question?
No, because he was talking sense yesterday.
Two different topics.
No. Same topic.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You got this thing. You have this thing about the majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you know, as long as the majority is three, then that doesn't matter.
I mean, technically, no.
As far as Mr. New is concerned. Okay, but now, but you know, It's for consensus mine.
I got you, yeah. Because remember when yesterday you was riding all of us talking about we's just a minority and our opinions don't matter?
Oh, yeah. See, this is not have to be, this is double the law, not minority. And the conversation of yesterday, it had to do with law too. If the law dictates that you're a minority, you have no say.
That's not true either.
No? No. Majority rules back.
No, that's not what that means.
What majority rules means? Majority voted for the PLP.
Listen, that's not what majority rules means. In a democracy, while the majority carries the vote in this democratic democracy, you can't ignore the minority.
I can't ignore them?
No. You can't invisibilize them.
I can see them. I just got to ignore them.
You think he was Netanyahu?
No.
You can't just ignore the people
ignore
exist.
Minorities all the time. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Any caller there? That's the last caller? Okay.
Good morning, caller. You there, caller? I'm sorry we missed you, caller. You can call back at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 or 242-300-5720. Again, that's toll-free for Family Island listeners, 242-300-5720. Text line, as always, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4799.
You want to take a break early?
I mean,
okay, let's take this break and then we go to the text. No, let's get this caller. Let's get the callers first and then we go to the break. Yeah, Kermit. Let's squeeze the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Pass the caller through, yeah, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. We're going to take you, then we go straight to the break.
Good day, Aaron. And good day, Nuri.
Good day, sir.
What is your fee, Guardian News fee to send video or fee to your? Address.
Oh, you want to send a clip?
Yeah, like a video.
Try 4557242.
4557242. 7242.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one other thing. I'm allocating these $30,000. No, you think we get $25,000 returned to the disabled account?
Thank you very much, caller. Yes, sir. Boy.
Let's go straight to the commercial break now.
Thank you very much, caller.
Okay.
I mean, since we don't have, do we have disability access in the Junkanoo Parade yet?
I don't know.
Are we guaranteeing that all Bahamians, regardless of mobility, can participate in Junkanoo?
Anyway,
175 years later.
Let's take this quick commercial break so we come back and continue the conversation. See if we can go through that 13 stuff. We can stick to Junkanoo. It's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back. Call, I see you. Place you on hold briefly and we'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. All the phones are lit at this present time. I got a text just now. I should even play this. German said, no, we're not the Valley Boys. We're registered under the world famous Valley Boys.
And registered with which entity?
And this is where we're going to interrogate. And I see we have some text callers on the line, and I want you to read the text, right? Moving on the 25th. According to the Registrar General, the group currently known as the world famous Valley Boys cannot have the word Valley Boys attached to the name. It got to be erased. They're saying that you can't be trading as the Valley Boys. You need to find something completely different. And that could be wrong in some of the interpretation, but that's what they're suggesting, right?
So listen, under which agency are they registered?
They might be a business.
Okay, that's cool. If they're a business, right? Do they produce audits?
No, there's no the Valley Boys don't produce no audit.
If they're
I don't even know if they have a bank account. They're just the world famous Valley Boys.
Kingsley Smith is a member of this group.
Here. See, there you go. Let's go to these callers.
How could they be a business without a? Are they a?
That's why they need to come on and explain to us, and then I'll say, okay, I stand corrected.
They don't have to explain nothing to nobody. They can take government seed money. They can take taxpayer seed money, and they don't have to say nothing to nobody.
Let's get the text ready.
I can try that.
Let's go to the first caller there. Go ahead, caller. Sorry, but wait. Caller going once. Caller going twice. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yes. Good morning, C. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, sir.
Listen, my question is the JCNP an independent body?
It has to be an independent body, how they speak to the minister.
Yeah, so, who constituted this body? Does it fall under the Ministry of Culture or Ministry of Youth and Culture?
It seems to be a private group not associated with our government at all.
It seems to be?
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but we need... So why are they afraid to come and answer these questions?
They're not afraid, sir. I want to say this. They're not afraid. They have decided that we are not worthy. We don't rate. We don't count. Even if it's the public airwaves and we attempt to open a dialogue for the sake of the public, what they are expressing is we ain't nobody. I don't think they're afraid to come. They don't feel that they have any sort of legal, moral, or ethical duty to represent their position in the public domain.
Yeah, but Aaron, so what should we do? Sit back and take it and do nothing and just accept everything?
That's the conclusion right there.
I don't think that's what we should do, sir, not at all.
That's the conclusion, though. We're going to sit back and watch these things happen. See, my thing is, there's going to be a court case over this. I cool with that. And whoever wins, wins, right?
Yep.
But my thing is, we need to expect rule and law.
Yeah,
if the Registrar General has spoken, someone needs to respond to that.
See, Aaron, one other question. Mm-hmm. What is so important about being the leader of a junknu?
You would on the plantation, sir?
In the midst of
this gang culture, what is more important than see? You could be a leader of anything. You could be the leader of the women's dem.
So, why don't people want to give up? Is there some kind of financial gain or something like that?
I don't want to cast aspersions, sir, but what I'm seeing in major entities across the country is that people are prepared to do anything to hold on to the perception of prestige, power, and privilege they assume is vested in them when they assume leadership of a publicly identifiable or reputable entity.
You know, Aaron, we've been trying, this government say they're going to come in with transparency and openness and whatnot. And that is all I understand that this breakaway faction was asking for, you know, that there be transparency and operations and, you know, and everything is open. But we seem to just don't want to change, and everybody just going along, and, oh, you know, if you don't like it here, you know, you go somewhere else. So you know what? This isn't the right way we're going. What is wrong with people that they don't want to give up power? I mean, anybody, Aaron, I just want to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem.
Do you have a relative named Charlie Mitchell?
Possibly, yeah.
No, I heard your uncle. Is he from Turks Island? Do you have any Turks Island connection?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, no, I went to school in Turks Island.
Okay.
75, with a young man from New York named Charlie Mitchell.
Okay, yeah, this is very likely because many of my Mitchell family move up that way to New York.
Okay. And he had the same, the short and just looked just like your uncle with curly hair and whatnot. I just wanted to know if you knew about him.
More than likely.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you, if you have a number for your uncle, I'm just trying to see if I can talk to him.
Leave your number with the producer, and I'll get it, and I'll
all right, so whole personal conversation in the middle of the show, man.
Yeah, sorry
about that.
No problem.
But since John Canoe having a federation, you know what that is? That's a mashup.
We're
going to have a mashup, but listen, I got a text in that says, listen, the JCNP will have a press conference next week. But Dear Texter, Lamar, because today is Friday. I give them that, right?
Okay.
What type of press conference? Is it like a minutes press conference where you don't get to ask questions?
You know what? You got to ask them questions?
Is it a Davis press conference where you could ask the questions but then nobody can answer it?
Hmm.
I just checking. And I want to say to the JCNP, I wish you all to come on my show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still can invite them. I can still invite them. So, good morning. Here's a question. Can anyone start a junk new group and register with the JCNP using a similar or closely related name to an existing group? It has been done before, actually. For example, the True Saxon Superstars, the Real One Family, the Never Duplicated World Famous Valley Boys. My point, if you want to break off, use a name unrelated to the former group.
Dear Texter, listen, I appreciate what you did, right? You set the premise, like most other people, that they are breaking off, that they want to break off, that this is a coup, right? The language that you use exposes your perspective and your position in the discussion. While the other members have said, hey, after decades of no elections, right? After years and years of a management team making decisions without consulting the members of the group, right? After refusing to address concerns of the group, members of the group came together and appointed a member of the group to lead a request for the leadership to speak to the members of the group and not just to designated or special or privileged members of the group. Let us be honest and let us act and speak with integrity when we discuss matters of importance like this. It is the language that is driving the idea that it is a fight, that it is a war. And it's one side that is driving that. But I will say, as a Junkanoo Valley Boys, never a member of an A group. And for most Junkanoos, they'll say, you ain't even no real Junkanooer. Even though I rush with the spirit, the greatest scrap group, we brought the most white people onto Bay Street in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world. And it is obvious to a little pleb like me that y'all are prepared to destroy Junkanoo for perception of power, like you could control something
uncontrollable. That's a whole diatribe.
Yeah, man. But and here we sit now. Like, don't let the people forget. They're having a whole Junkanoo conference in Canada.
We ain't gonna go to that.
And because you wasn't invited.
Of course not. Bahamian Junkanoo ain't get invited. Go ahead to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Hey.
Aaron, how you doing?
We doing well.
Good, thank you. How you doing?
I don't feel, I'm okay. You watched the news last night from the statement from Silver News?
Yes.
And it seems like they probably need to make him Minister of Youth Sports.
Like I say, I didn't appreciate how he speak towards the minister in public. I did not appreciate how he speak towards the minister in public.
How he speak to the minister in public?
No, the minister is the minister, has respect.
No, but what I'm saying is, at least he's speaking clarity.
No, it didn't make no sense at all.
Because, okay, it makes sense to me because I have the minister.
And now I'm very confused. Concerned.
Okay, you know what message is saying?
Uh-huh.
They don't care nothing about our taxpayers' money. Okay? Mm. If they didn't care the least, they would have never did what they did. They should have sent them to an election and then paid or whoever the winning person come up. But they just don't care. Where they feel like squandering and...
But the money isn't squandered.
So what he said is a God show and it has to have been said in public. I see nothing wrong with what he said.
You are saying that the minister should not give the money to Bahamians to spend on Junkanoo.
Yeah, well, he's saying how he feels.
I'm asking you. You believe that the minister should not give out money to Bahamians to spend on Junkanoo?
He should not have given it out to two confused groups. Because seeing that they can't decide who is Wally Boy, send them to an election and let that come out on top, who the real person is, and then give the person that.
What if one group refused to have an election?
Then nobody gets it. They just don't go on Bay Street.
Just don't go on Bay Street.
That's a confusion. Just don't go on Bay Street. But if they wanted to, then they would have the election. See where you won the election. I mean, you just don't have no drunk and
move. I can go on that.
Let that be the legacy. Let that be the Valley Boy legacy.
I hear you.
I was saying, ma'am, let that be the Valley Boy's legacy. If they don't want to let it live, then let the legacy be that they let it die.
You step a part of them to vote in the F category.
And I yield and I agree with you, ma'am. I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller quickly.
Boy, I almost bite the bait just now, Mr. Newry.
Yeah, I yield. I see what she's trying to say. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hello.
You're live. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say my 5 cents on this show.
Man, you have 10 seconds, man. Go ahead quickly. Go ahead. All yours.
Yeah. What I see happening right now is that there's a total disrespect for leadership in the JCMP from most of the outside perspective for decision making in this Junkanoo. The JCMP is the governing body, understand it to be.
The parades. Right.
The parades, not Junkanoo.
Only the parades on Bay Street.
Junkanoo and parade Boxing Day and New Year's Day in the Providence.
Okay.
Right? And every registered group was sent into the ministry for seed funding. Whatever group the JCMP has on their list as registered group was sent in.
Okay.
For the seed funding. The minister, in turn, twist the whole ordeal and trying to make solution for something that the JCMP is not responsible for. The JCMP is not responsible for any internal problem in any group. And the JCMP is made up of leaders and group members. The JCMP is not an independent body of persons just outside there making decisions for Junkanoo. Each group has two representatives on the board, and they're from the groups that are registered. So my question today is, who is the two persons representing the way forward on the JCMP, if there is any? And if there's nobody on the JCMP representing that particular group, let me pause.
I only recognize the word Valley Boys. Now you ask me, who is the representative on the Valley Boys? They have that.
Yeah, the Valley Boys was represented by Brian Adley.
Who's the representative?
The registration at the JCMP.
Yeah.
Registration.
And now they have two factions of the one group.
Who's the representative for the prodigal son, sir?
You don't have faction in the group. Whatever happening in that group is within that group thing. That has no bearings on the presentation of the Junkanoo Parade.
So
the Junkanoo Parade, the JCMP, is governed by the rules and regulations that are passed by Junkanoo leaders, not by independent bodies. The same leaders who lead this group every Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
They are independent bodies,
sir. Beginning of the year, and they pass whatever laws, or adjust whatever laws, they flow properly.
And I hear you. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
The government's job is to make sure preserve Bahamian culture, right?
So the government's job, and here,
Preserve Bahamian culture. To preserve Bahamian culture. In order to preserve the Bahamian culture, the government has created a mandate for a particular group sponsored by the government to make sure Bahamian culture is preserved. That trumps all things. right?
Yeah, but
so there's a hold on. There's an unprecedented issue happening now, where one group is saying that they are wanting to have a different management style. The group did not separate. It's still the One Valley Boys. It's still One Valley Boys. They have twins or one body having a disagreement on terms of how they should go, right? I agree with you. That's supposed...
Is that not an internal group problem?
And I agree.
Or is that a JCNP problem?
And I agree with you.
Hold on. It becomes a JCNP problem.
No, it's not a JCNP problem.
It becomes a JCNP problem because the JCNP has an ethical duty to ensure that if they are dispersing seed money, that they are dispersing seed money to a properly constituted and organized entity.
There's a deadline for registration for any group to get to Bay Street.
Yes, and the Valley Boys has registered.
The Valley Boys group was registered. It wasn't a Ray Forward or the World Famous Show. The Valley Boys group under Brian Adley, which was...
Under Brian Adley.
I got to correct you.
So we can continue the conversation. The Valley Boys registered.
But see, you're talking about the Registrar General thing. The Registrar General has no bearings on the JCMP.
No, the Registrar General has a bearings on the whole Bahamas.
No, not when it comes to registration at the JCMP.
No, the whole Bahamas.
Mr. Nuri, the whole Bahamas.
Let him believe that. It's the whole Bahamas. You can't diminish the Registrar General.
We're talking about registration.
No. I got to pause you there.
Go ahead.
The Registrar General governs the entire Bahamas.
Okay.
You have to accept that. Pause. It's either yes or no. The registrar.
You said they govern the Bahamas.
I ain't saying that.
But
That's what it is. I ain't saying that.
But we're talking about registering a group for Junkanoo.
We're talking about the Bahamas.
There's no requirement to have anything from the Registrar General to register a group in the Junkanoo committee.
I believe the JCNP is duty bound as being an entity in the Bahamas to yield to whatever the laws of the Bahamas say.
But the JCMP is governed by the laws of the JCMP, so they are not bound
by the laws of the Bahamas. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that's an organization.
I'm just asking if they are bound by the laws of the Bahamas. So you're saying if they go on Bay Street and the police say you cannot come this way, they can say no, police. I'm not bound by the laws of the Bahamas.
When time to go to Bay Street, they go to the police, they go to relevant authority and get the police.
You are saying that the JCMP does not follow the law in terms of paying light bill and water bill?
They like the U.S. embassy, they're their own territory.
And every move they make, they go to relevant authorities to make sure that everything is in place.
So you go back to the point where they have to go back to the relevant authorities to continue forward. That's what you're trying to say. They have to go back to the relevant authorities. That's what you're saying.
You're talking about the police. You're saying the
I talk about all relevant authorities that run the whole Bahamas.
No. They don't have to go to the Registrar General to say which all the groups that are in the JCMP. Is this group registered under the Registrar General? There's no requirement for Registration General. The Registration Department have no special documentation for groups.
But there's no participation until there is, and that's the problem.
Until there is what?
What we're saying is that you're saying that the Registrar General's office has no bearing on the operation of the JCNP, and what we're saying is that it doesn't until it does, and now it does, and the JCNP...
The Registrar General has a bearing on the Valley Boys organization, which has an internal problem for them to iron out their internal problem. The JCMP is not here to babysit any Junkanoo group.
We shall see come Junkanoo Day.
Pause. I got a better question. If you're not there to babysit any Junkanoo group, right?
The JCMP
is not here to babysit anybody, right? What the prodigal son's doing getting another... Hold on. I'm asking you something now.
Go ahead.
I will show you this. When you throw the bait in the water, sir, make sure you don't bite your own bait, okay?
Go ahead.
That's what I learned from being on this radio with Nuri. Let me ask you a question. How do prodigal sons get $30,000 this year? What's the job of the JCNP?
Because they return their seed money that they didn't use.
Hold on, I am the authority now.
Go ahead.
Last year's seed money, what happened to it when the shack burned down and they didn't go to Bay Street?
they returned it back to the ministry, so that's where they were able to be.
When the shack burned down? Not the last parade where they just didn't show up. The one before that when the shack burned down. And what happened to the seed money the multiple times over the last decade?
Where
the prodigal sons... Sir,
producer, money.
Sir, I hit the pause button because I see the fundamental problem here. You don't understand how authority works. You don't understand how spaces are governed. You don't understand how structures are set up. How you call somebody radio show, throw bait in the water, bite your own bait, and then want to row the host on their own show, and then tell me you ain't a part of the JCNP. That's very JCNP-ish.
We got to go. And the last statement is, I remember when Brian Adley said the JCNP is trash and that they need to dissolve and get rid of them all together because they make no sense. I don't forget. The JCN is just trash. Let's go. At Guardian Radio. Hey, I'm with
Sandra. I'm so glad you didn't add the P to that here. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.